All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay, and I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And tonight, what we're doing on this 25th anniversary of the death of Kurt Cobain, we're having a Kurt Cobain show. We're remembering Nirvana and the great music that Kurt Cobain made, and now he's just kind of a punchline, and it's kind of ridiculous. The kind of all of the thinking about how he was murdered is just kind of ridiculous. So what we're going to be doing here tonight is playing some of the best and trying to find some rare stuff from the Nirvana catalog. And it was April 5th, 1994 when he died. He was actually, his body wasn't found until April 8th. So he was by himself dead on the floor for 3 days. So what that means is I have some rare stuff. Of course, some of the Incesticides, the B-sides from a variety of singles, including Lithium and Smells Like Teen Spirit. And Come As You Are, the full lengths, Nirvana's Nevermind, In Utero, of course, some other rare tracks. And I'm going to start off with this one, which is, I don't even know the name, the real name of this. I think it was called Verse, Chorus, Verse. It was like an untracked or an uncredited track on the No Alternative comp on the Arista Records label. A mystery track, you might say. And this is the record that they put out, Arista put out to benefit AIDS research. And we're going to hear this track from Nirvana right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
And if you save yourself, you will make him happy.
You're in a lottery. Yeah.
One of the better B-sides from the Nirvana catalog, that is Aneurysm, which is a B-side of Smells Like Teen Spirit. And, excuse me, we have, before that, a live version of Floyd the Barber from Live at the Pine Street Theater from the 20th anniversary edition of Bleach, You Know You're Right, which is an unreleased track that didn't see the light of day until Silver, the Best of the Box compilation came out in 05, is what it looks like there. And then starting off the show with Verse Chorus Verse, this untracked or uncredited song on the New Alternative compilation. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So it's 25 years ago tomorrow that Kurt Cobain's dead body was found on the floor of his house in Washington somewhere, Aberdeen, something like that. And so we're having a show. Now, in the past, we've done these elaborate elaborate shows where I've done some readings, and I dug out my old edition of The Phoenix that was issued in the week following his death. I think we're just going to stick to the music this time. I think my reading stuff over the air can get a little tiresome anyway, so plus my voice has been known to put people to sleep. So let's skip that, and instead you'll trust in me to find some good stuff, some good shit to hear, and so we're going to do that. With this next track, I Hate Myself and I Want to Die, which is a unreleased track from the In Utero, the super deluxe version of the In Utero record, which is a great record. And frequent listeners of the show will know that I had a show devoted just to that record. And this is this was later renamed something. You know, I have to admit, I didn't like queue it up. I didn't listen to what it was before, but I know it's better known as something. I think it might be Smells Like Teen Spirit. We're going to try that right now. Yeah, this worked much better in rehearsal. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Cop. dapper to a show. Drop me off at Grandpa Joe's. Kicked and screamed, so please don't go.
Negative Creep off of Bleach, their debut record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. That was before Dave Grohl joined the band, and that was Chad Channing on drums. Before that, we had Sliver live at the Del Mar, and that's from the Super Deluxe version of Nevermind, a live version of School at the Paramount Theater. Now, I've seen a lot of The show they did on Halloween in 1992 at the Paramount Theater in Seattle has been, I've seen it on video and I've heard many different, 1991, many different versions of it. I've heard a lot of different tracks that were taken off of the live recording and put on B-sides and other expanded editions. It is an excellent, excellent set. And before that, it was I Hate Myself and Want to Die, which is not a song that I actually recognized. I thought it was like a single that was renamed, that they renamed because the label would want them to name something like that. I don't know. I guess I got my story wrong. Got my signals crossed. And that was from the 20th anniversary super deluxe version of In Utero. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. All right, let's play something from the MTV Live and Unplugged in New York. This is going to be The Man Who Sold the World. Great version of this. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Here's another one I could screw up.
What is it?
Am I gonna do this by myself?
Yeah, you should do it by yourself. Do it by yourself.
Okay, well, I think I'll try it in a different key. I'll try it in the normal key.
Yeah.
If it sounds bad, these people are just gonna have to wait.
Sprung a leak and the enemy.
moderate rock.
Tourette's from the In Utero record, a deep cut from that record, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Before that, Bun of Sun, live at Reading, and then we heard Something in the Way from Nevermind. You know, there's a part of that song that comes in, it's untracked, it's deep at the end of the track, so it's sort of not its own song. I think I read somewhere about the name, but I can't remember what it is, and I'm trying to find a way to cue that up. Of course, these CD players are... It's funny how the technology of CD players has evolved, but of course no one uses them anymore. But, you know, it's kind of harder to track to the end of the song to find this mysterious hidden piece. So I'm going to try to do that, and we're going to play it before the end of the show. I promise you that. And, of course, The Man Who Sold the World from MTV Unplugged in New York started things off. 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO, this is our show devoted to Kurt Cobain. Killed himself 25 years ago this week. It's been tough for me remembering that. Whatever. You know, it's funny. I do object to a couple things. You know, I realize that the estate are trying to make as much money as possible now that he's not around, and maybe there's such a clamoring for all kinds of ephemera from Kurt Cobain's life, but I kind of object to the journals being photocopied and... I mean, it's not like they took them to Kinko's and made photocopies. You know, it's like they're high-res copies of these journals, and they're made into a nice book, and they're sold everywhere. And I just think it's inappropriate. I think if he had been around, he never would have wanted such a thing to be out there. If there's a way he could come back from the great beyond, without a head, of course, but still, if he could come back from the great beyond, he would not be happy with that. So I think, I remember I picked it up in the store, and I was like, I said no, and I put it back down, and I rejected... the very idea of it. All right, so there you go. That was my comment. Okay, let's go deeper, even deeper now. This is the Silver, the Best of the Box compilation, another track from this. We're going to hear Spank Through, a 1985 Fecal Matter demo. I assume this is like the earliest Kurt Cobain stuff when he's like 16 years old or something like that. Anyway, that's what it sounds like. So let's hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
can taste it. I can smack it. I can beat it. It's a beat it. I've been looking for day and glow. Always hearing the same old sticky bottom with a book. I can make it do things you wouldn't think it ever would.
So ugly, that's okay, cause Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared. Light my candles in a daze, 'cause I found God. I can't wait to meet you there. And I don't care, I'm so horny. That's okay, my will is good.
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Love Buzz from Bleach. You know, I remember when Nevermind first came out, and it slowly built it wasn't like a hit immediately, but it built and it became number one. And then it was so massive that everything that Nirvana had ever done since then, including Bleach, also went to number one. Now, I remember this is when I was a college radio DJ, so Bleach, obviously, it wasn't new, and it couldn't be new, but it somehow re-entered the charts on both the top 150 and also the Loud 100, which is like metal or just like hard rock or whatever, and somehow amongst all the cuss and all those horrible 90s metal-ish bands, Bleach reappeared, and then it got to number one. Nevermind was number one, of course, as well, but, I mean, well, first, and then Bleach. Just amazing just to speak to the hysteria around anything Nirvana had done up until that point. And it was just amazing that their first record, which didn't even have Dave Grohl on it, and yet it still was turned out to be enormous. Where were we? Yes, before that, Lithium, this live solo acoustic version from the With the Lights Out comp, all kinds of like mining of the old, speak of mining their catalog. Certainly now that he's been dead 25 years, the Nirvana estate has gone back, or the Cobain estate has gotten back into early demos and some of the other stuff that he did. Many, many live songs that were reinterpreted by the band have been appeared on multiple compilations, and we're playing some of those. I don't want to turn my nose up at any of them. I think that it's great that they're out there, more to hear. And before that, Curmudgeon, a B-side from Lithium, and then Spank Through, a 1985 Fecal Matters demo from the Sliver bust-up box. Awful. It was such a terrible track. A complete waste of time. And that was the first song on there, too. So it was whatever. Ridiculous. Awful. It's almost like a recording of him masturbating. Seriously. Nobody needs that. Anyway, up next, it's it Smells Like Teen Spirit. We're going to play the live version. It just says live in California. I don't know where in California, but it's from the comp from the Muddy Banks of the Wishka. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.